This is Moss Whelan and Story in Mind. So our topic is a last ditch scenario for sort of like, you know, the entire combo of writing and publishing and promotion. And Moss, what does that mean? In my mind, I'm talking about, say, you know, moving things forward. And I'm currently at a point where it's like kind of to a well-known point, but constantly return to it, and it feels like nothing is happening and sort of stalled. And rather than say the typical, the normal, which is, you know, say along the lines of, you know, you create this thing, you put it out there, and it, really you're selling it. And so at this point, in contrast to, so I'm talking less about, you know, this usually sort of like cranking this thing out, and instead just talking about something a bit more profound. Oh, Moss, get off your highfalutin, etc., etc. And perhaps this is, say, where I diverge. This is where I leave, and we part ways, and you're not interested in what I'm talking about, and vice versa. I get it, but I'm also not sort of on that path. Oh, come on, Moss. So this might sound all vague to you, but it is a consideration. You know, say versus a product. What is it exactly? It's a book. And then you go through and you state, you know, it's about this. I was asked, oh, what's it about? And I was able to get my book into 5 words, a sentence in 5 words. You know, the reduction. Years of work, and I could reduce it into that. And, you know, before the encounter and after the encounter, I didn't feel good about boiling it down and reducing it. But also I walked away with clarity that, you know, say it was really, you know, just about one particular thing, one kind of event. And everything else was this branching off, supporting. And I guess it's to say, morning. Yeah, we got no power down there.
Oh, yeah.
You too?
Yeah, I live here.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah, you, take care.
You too. Power soon. And there we go. A blackout. What to do during a blackout? Go for a walk. That was great. Because my significant other and I were sort of discussing, well, maybe it's just our house. As I walk by the house being assembled. That's another quality, say. That's a good example, walking by this house. And in total, they'll spend a good month working on it. You know, doing the various pieces of the puzzle. But what's it for? You know, why do the thing? I'm just thinking these guys must have like do they have batteries for for building stuff. As I'm just hearing some kind of power tool. So, what am I talking about with this last ditch thing? First thought was going off and talking about the, like, say, you know, you can present your project, you know, you can sort of, as a proposal, you can show it, describe what you're doing. Boiling it down into this, like I say, I'll hear writers saying, I don't like this. But in a way, it's good to be able to clearly, you know, talk about what's going on. I could have gone into more detail, but I didn't want to say, take the stage. And it wasn't really that situation, I felt. So it was more of an aside. It's kind of like a speech. If you go too long, say people who aren't there for the speech, they'll sort of fade out. And it's not something that... And two, there are great speeches that go on and on. But those are great speeches, and a lot has gone into them. And even those speeches don't go on and on and on. So what is this thing I'm talking about? So last ditch would be, in my case, it's looking at it and going, like, say, if it completely just, if nothing connects and no one's interested, that say, I really am doing this for myself, and that I'm getting the maximum out of this, and perhaps somewhere along the way, somebody's going to engage with it. But that it's a better, just sort of say, a relief. That you're not relying on other people to give you the, you know, approval. Oh, good job. And instead, it's sort of like it's back to you. And it's, in a sense, it has nothing to do with anyone else, agents and publishers. And it just has to do with your own experience and say, oh, wow, I am having that quality. Honestly, not right now, but I'm having moments of where I was sitting, like, say, sitting down and working with old material and assembling it. So having taken it apart, reassembling it. And two, this could be for any draft, any, you know, good quality draft, where on the other side you have a much better understanding of what you created. Boiling it down, yeah. In some ways I picked that up from an agent, Chris in White Rock, who said, sometimes it's good to do what do they call it again? Synopsis / outline. Go back and, you know, do an outline of the project. Don't you mean synopsis, Moss? Yeah, that too. I mean, they're the same thing, aren't they? Mines explode everywhere. CNN helicopter descends. Is it true that you reveal the secrets of the universe? Yeah. So this last ditch scenario, this last ditch thing. And just to sort of give myself a moment, it's spring and it's we've had the blackout, woke up in a blackout. And not a blackout from drinking too much, a blackout from not enough electricity. Right, so let's return to this question of the last ditch. I mentioned before, thinking about, so this is in an earlier recording, potential episode of publishing it for yourself and putting it on the shelf, and that say that is enough. I like the notion, like say if I get asked about the current project, what's it about? To boil everything down into one sentence. And two, there's a much more colorful way of doing it, the elevator pitch, right? This really short, short, pithy, attractive thing, which wasn't what I did. You know, I communicated, but I totally blew it as far as salesman. One of my cousins is actually a salesman, and he was there, and I'm just thinking about him now, and that there was no sort of comment. There's no comment about, hey, boss, that was an excellent sales pitch, and in a way, it's sort of two different things. Like, here I am making something, and I don't have my hat on, my sales hat, my promotion hat, and also, you know, him as well. We're not on the job, as they say. I don't know if that's correct, but and so last ditch scenario. So I think it's really cool to be visualizing, imagining it as a book on your shelf, and say to sort of, you know, have the cover illustration in mind, or even just, you know, just going for three hole punch, right? It's just, you know, zip through the printer, boom, it's on the shelf. At one point, all of the manuscripts that I'm working with were printed and were in binders and were on my shelf. And that wasn't enough. And two, I'm still against, like, say it's that it say it's not about, you know, say the approval. It is about the approval, but that's a dangerous territory, because I know that can be taken away, you know, anytime, even by oneself. Even if you're at the top, you know, you succeeded, whatever the contest is, you know, you went through it. Maybe you won silver or bronze, and it's not enough. So, time to see a therapist. Lickety split. Okay. So this last ditch. In writer's circles, it really is about the doing. And there is, you know, say the hope, I'm thinking of social media, where someone just happens to, you know, you're on their radar and they click like. And is it enough for that one person to do so? And I'm just thinking of, say, the person who creates the thing, and but then, say, for them, marketing is not, you know, that's not a possibility. And so this is just like the very, very, you know, simplest form. And it's just telling people that you're done. You know, you did it, you finished it. And less of a sort of forceful thing and more just, you know, oh yeah, I did it. Oh. And at that point, that's where the separation of interest and relationship and ability will come into play. The sprinklers on the sidewalk have begun. And too, you know, in their favor, it's a very ratty lawn, and so completely understood now, after investigating, after looking at that lawn. Okay, so back on topic. So you do the thing. I say, find some way of getting it printed. And to as simple as possible, so a home printing job or taking it to a printer. I do like the notion of, say, someone else handling it. That always has been interesting. I can remember taking, I guess it would be my second typewritten manuscript. And it was like full 300 page and double spaced, et cetera, et cetera. And I took it to local printer, and I paid them, you know, and they did it, right? And I, also my notion was I wanted to have copies just in case something happened. I think it was because of seeing a Tom Robbins documentary, and he's talking about how he buries his manuscripts in the backyard just in case the house burns down. And sort of going, that's a bit extreme. But these things do happen. and certain people's lifestyles dictate. But also, too, you never know, right? So why not? Why not, you know, put it... Although telling people, I almost feel like now he probably doesn't. Because, you know, there'll be people snooping around in his backyard, you know, sort of looking for, what is it called? Raised earth, you know, or, a flower bed with no flowers on it. Anyways, yeah, so doing the print job, some form of binding, like just to keep it all together. Like I said, three-hole punch. I've done that before, and it's there. Maybe it's sort of, say, daunting. Maybe it's like, say, daunting, or in the sense, I mean, of challenging. Like, say, it's, oh, taunting. That's what I mean. And say, if I can do that, you know, can I do the next level? Can I get it out there? At the same time saying, no, you know, don't even bother. Just print it, put it on the shelf. And then the other part of it is the promotion part, which is to be talking about it, you know, and to and just sort of say it. Like, say next time you meet people, and very casual. Don't even try, right? I'll just allow it to. So what have you been doing? Oh, I finished a book. I wrote it, got it printed. It's done. And conversation, could change topic. Maybe it might stay. The thing that would be interesting is, say, to have the interest piqued. It's like, did you write about me? Is there a character like me? Did you use my likeness or something? Sort of jokingly. Or say as a, I've had mixed over the years. I remember showing my writing to someone and nothing, like absolutely nothing. Not a yes, not a no, no register. Like a complete blank. Which speaks to the person in the relationship. And two, that's fine, right? There's so many different people. I've had people read my stuff and then be, pleasant, encouraging. Also, too, not into writing or reading or storytelling. The very notion that there's a craft called such a thing, or say, that you could take some classes in it, etc., etc. I wonder why they call it creative writing, those classes. Why don't they call it storytelling? Because there's something that doesn't quite work as far as creative writing. Let's say there's writing that's not creative, and then there's writing that is creative. That there's this element of creativity going on, the creation of writing. But also, too, it's not writing. It's creative writing. It's a different form of writing. Okay, so back to this scenario. My argument would be that it ought to be enough. That you make this thing, you print it, and you put it on your shelf. I've had other people, and two other writers, another writer in my community, and so they've printed it and made copies, and I've done this, and part of me feels terrible, but I do this, and then I hand it out free, number one, and then other times I've asked people to sort of chip in to pay for the printing. Various forms of this. And I think, too, it sort of, say, divides, say, audience. It is possible for someone to get their work in front of a large audience. I had this weird experience of being given a book, and this was sort of a DIY kind of thing, and sort of looking at it and going, oh my gosh, I could do something like this. Black and white cover. And too, it's sort of obvious that it was done at some kind of print shop. But that, say, it had gotten around, it had traveled around, and it was of note enough that, say, a friend would show it to me. And I think, too, it had to do along the lines of, say, hey, Moss, somebody's done this thing, look. And it was sort of an invitation to, in a sense, to take it to the next level. So we're talking about last ditch, the last ditch scenario. What is the important part of the process? Is it the creative part? Is it the publishing part? Is it the promotion part? Like, say, how much is important? Hello, Buddy Budkins. I'm feeling less bad about not having doggy biscuits for the crows in my pocket. Let's see. So, the answer to that question, why are we doing the thing? Because there's so many different things that we could be doing, and yet we've chosen to do this specific thing. Also, I would argue, in imitation of, there are many people that appreciate works of fiction, but there are fewer that will go about. I would say probably that most people who appreciate fiction will write something. They'll do like one and put it away, or say return to it, or say, like, say they'll do a draft and then they'll contact an agent, they'll contact possibly a publisher, sort of second tier, or even self-publish. And after all of that, then we have that sort of the separation of, you know, that's enough, or I really don't like promoting my own stuff. What's wrong? Where's your ego? Come on, slap on a persona, a stage persona. Get on the road. Just imagining it like kind of a like a tour, right? You know, like a band on tour and you know, traveling the continent. And then you have the European tour, etc., etc. What about the other continents, Moss? Okay, fine. The Eurasian tour. The African tour. The South American tour. And then finally the tour bus breaks down in a small Guatemalan town. Okay, so this is like the last... I think what it is for me, like, say, choosing that topic is that it's about the potential, but also, say, the doable. You know, instead of going, oh, big, you know, name and lights, it's more achievable. Say, you know, what is the next step? It is totally achievable to print out a manuscript, bind it in, you know, put it in a three-ring binder, three-ring circus, and put it on your shelf, and ta-da, it's a book. And then, of course, we, you know, there's the disagreements right away. Members of the Greek chorus, you know, stand up and start saying, you know, ah, yes, but it's not a real book. There is a song and dance quality to it. There is a nostalgia factor. There's expectation for it to continue, for it to go on. But this is me getting back to what it really is about, which is about you and some form of paper, electronic or otherwise. And two, let's say, you know, real paper. And a discussion, you know, say, you and your existence, how you will spend your time. What are you going to say? So some neighbors talking about the power being out. So, in a weird sense, this sort of mirrors my own situation of the power being out and reaching a point of a sort of extinguishment. Let's see, are we at the... Yeah, we're totally at the midpoint. And that, say, a personal blackout, again, not the drinking kind, of a loss of energy... getting back to, I think also that, say, my interest, like, say, my leanings have to do definitely with my experience, and that it's not so much a matter of cranking out something, you know, like a crank, but, you know, turning that crank and pushing out this the symbolism, pushing the imagery, the pushing out this stuff, you know. You know, yes, things are happening and characters are going through these events, I found myself watching a show, like, say, from time to time I'll notice, like, oh, well, what is this about? Like, you boil this down, and what are we, what's the conversation about? And the best ones for me at this point, and too, this could be like old guy talk, that, so old guy talk. Yeah, that it's talking about our civilization and our culture and what we're doing and why. We have just had an event here in Vancouver where science is interrupting society. Science is saying, you know, hey, something really bad is going on, and You know, a proposal has been put forward to the government to take care of society, civilization, whatever, and then say the response back being, it's more important to, you know, be festive and celebrating and not being concerned, right? Say, going on along the lines of social distancing, say. And social distancing. It's like that standoff moment, right? You know, vehicle and pedestrian, right? Vehicle operator saying, go ahead. And then pedestrian saying, no, you. Okay, why do that? Why do the last-ditch scenario thing? Number one, making some money. You know, so that stands out as an option. Number two, personal expression. And then number three, that it is, say, it is almost like a bridge. Like, it's going to lead from one thing, it's going to lead to another thing. Recently, I saw a young author locally, and young adult novel, which is very cool. Also, too, I should say this is a disabled person, and so does this young adult novel fantasy, and translating it into, or whatever, into a screenplay. And then finally, it won this contest and is going to be developed for a film. And so it's probably going to be like a kind of cheap, you know, it'll be like a low budget young adult fantasy film. That's fine. But of course, your wildest dreams, you know, the cinematographer, you know, just happens to be the next big cinematographer. And then, you know, the cast just happens to be the next big, you know, A-listers. Could happen, sure. And to sort of seeing the arc of potential, this young adult, yes, sort of adjusting my sort of, you know, instead of teenagers, that this young adult now has before them creative options and different avenues, and that there's this potential that might not have existed before. And also, say, for a disabled person, that's pretty cool. I'm there. Acting. And there was some acting in there as well. That's great, Moss. What does this have to do with Last Ditch? And to, yeah, in a sense, you know, that's not, it's not really here nor there. But say, to do these things, if you don't do these things, you will never do these things. My wife reminds me of when we went to, there was this opportunity to go, right? To go and do a thing. And I remember, no, she remembers. I don't remember better. She remembers that I said, if we don't do this, we're never going to do this. That the opportunity, you know, there's a very good chance the opportunity will never come up again. Of course we're going to go and do, you know, of course we're going to do stuff. You know, but not in the same way, not loaded in the same way. It still has meaning. It's, you know, it's difficult, of course, to sort of leave your comfort zone and go off and do this stuff. Thankfully, there's photographs that... Are you talking about blackmail photographs, Moss? No. Just, you know, travel stuff, destinations, things that are important. And then there's this record, sort of look back on it. Oh my gosh, we actually did that. You know, we went to XYZ, Zo. So it's kind of, I'm getting to that. That's my sort of, you know, eventual wandering ramble. Is not going for the big stuff, but is going for the achievable. Can you write a manuscript? Are you that type of person? You know, that's the first sort of achievement. And to just to sort of leave it at that and say, leave it, you know, do it. Yeah. For me, at this point, it's good to hear myself saying that. It's say that I'm actually talking to myself, right? I'm recording this, and too, I will listen to this just to make sure it's not, you know, too far off as far as publishing an episode. It's the usual. And so you say, you know, this is a message to Moss. You know, just, okay, well, what's the next step? What's the next step in this thing? Along the way, I figured out why I'm doing this. There's a very, very good reason to do this and to continue and to keep working on it. At the same time, it makes it difficult to address. And it gets into the territory of, say, memoirs and, say, people reminiscing. I know actually of a couple writers, and they are just to avoid, you know, specifics, they're writing about themselves, and they're sort of summing everything up. I've sat back and sort of scribbled some notes, and it was more along the line, it ended up being more along the lines of a manifesto, reinforcing why I'm doing this and the point I want to make. Whereas what these other people are doing is, it's important for them to be recording actual events. Therapeutic in both senses. I really get a sense, not all the time, but I get a sense, occasionally I'll come across people doing stuff that, hello, writing, that they're writing stuff that is, it really is generic and fun, and, you know, it has nothing to do with anything. You know, it's light enjoyment, fluff. Maybe it sort of pushes the buttons in some way, but and two, that there's a place for that, obviously. We have works of fiction that are just, you know. And two, I have stuff that you'll hate, vice versa, and then we throw in another person and it's war. So, the last ditch. Just to take it out of context, right? The last, so you're in ditch land, and this is the final ditch, and then you leave ditch land. And ditches are, it's a country that has ditches. So, and people ditch things. They throw things away. You ditch it, right? So, these ditches are full of things. And do they live in ditches? That's the question. Moss, what are ditches? So, as I know it, side of the road. And it's dug to, say, catch water, like runoff from the road, or, you know, funnel water away. I think that says it. Also, too, say, you know, today, where I'm at in the process, is that it's, you know, yes, it's working on something, but also there's this question of why do it, and I've got most of that covered, but say, what is the anxiety? What is the hurry to get things accomplished? You know, the fire beneath the project. Because there is that there, right? There's this, it's not a luxury in that sense. I almost get a bit upset when I see these authors, writers, whatever. Who knows anymore? But anyways, these into, you know, guys, which apparently you can use for men and women, but usually it's this masculine, and they're sitting in this oak thing, room, you know, shelves, nice desk. And there's this quality of, I'm going to say sedentary, but, you know, that there's this kind of calm, officious, you know, it's an office. And say, you know, it's a couple things. There's almost like this brag going on. Yeah, yeah. Look at what I've got. And so there's that. There is this kind of quality of memoir to it that, you know, this is their identity. This is their persona, you know, and how they choose to operate. I will cut myself off from everybody else and sort of say, nope, this is, you know, I exist in a wooden room with lots of brass. It's great. The neighbors are out gossiping across the street during the blackout. Is it gossip though, Moss? Yeah, it could be just, you know, talking about the home country, old country. As one does. So last ditch. Yeah, focusing on the last ditch. We are pretty much at the crisis point of this episode, though. So it's a question of, okay, what is the downside to all of this? The downside, IMO, in my opinion, is that it doesn't really change anything. And too, that's in my perspective. Like, how does it? You could make something that is very profound, etc., etc. You walk away from it. And two, it's a wrestle of, does it change things? Can you isolate yourself and create something and just walk away from it? That sort of does feel, like, say, you know, so that's sort of honest doubt, you know, as far as experience goes, doing this kind of thing. Observation of others. And two, finding myself in a yearly rut. And two, it's not a creative rut. It more has to do with, say, the world around me and I do want to say that the flip side. No, Moss, we haven't crisised enough. We need to crisis more deeper down into the ditch. I guess it's to say, if we're disappointed, then we're doing it wrong, right? Right? Question mark. And to continue, that is the thing. It's the continuing. It's not this regret. You know, it's about, you know, okay, we've fallen off the horse again, we've fallen down, stand up, get back up on the horse. and the horse apparently has wings, and so, you know, get back up in the air and start jousting. Crisis-wise, though, sometimes, yeah, it's impossible to get over the next hurdle. It becomes this whole question of, oh my gosh, how do we do this thing again? How do we, or for the first time, how do we get past? And too, I keep working, like every day, and you know, I'll sit down at my stuff and I'll be working on the monster manuscript. Just passing another. It's like, why today? Why is today the day with the sprinklers coming out? And so let's see, how far are we along the, oh, okay, so we've moved into the third act of this structure. I was obsessed with Crisis, and we've left Crisis behind. So the last ditch. May I propose that the next thing on the list is the last ditch. You know, that. So there's a kind of quality of mindfulness to it. You know, well, just let's tackle this. I remember saying to a local poet, you had stars in your eyes, because there's this sort of interaction. And beyond that, I managed to say stuff that was kind of, you know, rocking the boat a bit. Like, occasionally I'll stumble into poetry territory, local poetry, say, and I might know some people, or I want to connect and say, you know, they might have heard whispers about me. don't talk with Boss, he's an anti-poet or something like that. Or bringing up the local First Nations language that is, you know, teetering on the brink of extinction, and, you know, why are poets using English? You know, really horrific, horrifying, questions. But say this, you know, stars in our eyes, and having the stars now, like, how do we go about shifting and changing the process so that it's, that there's this quality of, not of a letdown, but a quality of, taking the air out of the tires? I don't know if that's a good analogy, but making it so that it's not so, because tires, you know, electric car tires are, you want them filled, you don't want them over full or under full, you want them at a sort of specific point. Hello. And so from time to time, you know, checking the tire pressure, right, to see how you're doing. Can I argue that the last ditch ought to be the ditch, right? That there was never a beginning ditch or an end ditch, right? There's just the ditch, and it's this exploration of the ditch. You know, you get through the ditch, and then you're at the next ditch, and so hopefully that you're able to enjoy the present ditch as much as the last ditch, and as you're looking forward into the, you know, towards the future ditch, right, you're not so sort of like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go through this again. The whole process has a kind of day-to-day vibe to it. You know, that it's a process. It's a daily venture. You know, it's not something that happens overnight, obviously. Also, too, I do want to end on that note of, you know, as I return to again and again, what's it all about? You know, why do this thing? You know, why be? There's so many other things to do. And say, looking around, seeing people doing other stuff. So then that would be where I would want to finish. I would want to end on that note for this episode, that, you know, it really is about, say, that the project is the moment, and that it's for us, right? Say, the book, you know, it's for you. You know, the manuscript, it's yours. You know, and it's yours to swim about, build sandcastles, you know, on planet Arrakis, sandcastles on planet Arrakis. Throw in some earthworms. Oh, they don't like that. But it's, and to ultimately, there's the question of, say, what can you do to create a situation that, you know, cultivates, that promotes that experience, right? That you're not avoiding, you know, the ditch, you know, and instead you're, you know, embracing it and having a great time with it. And two, to end on the note of that, say, that's something that I wrestle with, you know, getting into the project and then getting into it and staying in it and kind of pushing away and having some kind of balance. So these are all things that I keep saying, returning to. What is it exactly that is not helping? And then, say, confronting that and going, you know, well, you know, what can we do to have a more fulfilling time? And as I go along, I see writers who are in it for a bunch of different reasons. You know, some will talk, some won't talk, you know, some, you know, are off doing different things, and hola, looks like sidewalk has just opened up. So the sidewalk crew has decided that the cement is okay. I haven't sunk. I haven't left tracks. And two, they've just put in a wheelchair ramp into the sidewalk, which is a nice shift. All right. Take care. And yeah, your manuscript, yeah, it's yours.